Hello?
Hello, it's your stalker Summer at Sophie at 103.7.
What up?
How are you? Is this Bruno?
Yes, ma'am.
Have I told you today that you're amazing?
You gotta say it. You gotta finish the sentence.
Just the way you are.
Boom!
Are you in town? Did you have bus drama? What?
We did have a little bus drama. The bus was a little late. It was the wrong bus. It's a school bus. We're on a school bus now.
Hey, we don't care how you got here, as long as you got here, Bruno. So, you know, we've been playing your song, Just the Way You Are, a lot.
Thank you so much.
It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Do you know, there's not one guy that hasn't sang that song to someone to seal the deal. How do you feel about that?
Awesome. Anything I can do to help a fellow man.
That is so thoughtful of you.
I do what I can.
Now, you co-wrote the B.O.B. song, They Got Nothing on You. We play that one, too.
Oh, of course, B.O.B.
What was the moment where you said, you know, I really love writing hit songs for everybody else, but I need to step out and do it?
Well, I think it was, I wrote Nothing on You. I felt like that was me. I didn't want no one else to sing that hook but me. So thank God the label kept me on there.
Okay, ladies, if you're listening, he probably already wrote one of your favorite songs. If you haven't heard his name before, I want to make sure that you know Bruno Mars is in town for you tonight.
Nice.
Did you ever write any wacky songs, or are you just strictly the master of love?
No, I guess I've written so many songs. I guess the timeline and the way everything's aligning, all the love songs are coming out. It's a universal topic that, you know, everyone around the world can relate to. So maybe that's why it's kind of a cheat method to write a love song.
Bruno, are you in love?
I am in love.
Did you write that song for someone special?
Of course.
I love it. I love the video for it, too. Was it your idea to do the cassette tape drawing?
Yeah, it was a collaborative effort between me and the guy that directed Nothing on You, Ethan Ladder.
Oh, very cool. It was really well done. Your song, seriously, it gets to every woman. I get so many calls for it. I love it.
Oh, that's great.
Are you working with any other artists, or maybe doing any duets or anything that you can talk about?
You know, right now I'm just really focusing on the live show. We're hitting the road and just really want to transform these songs and bring them to life and get it out there.
I know you can.
And let the world know Bruno's here.
Bruno Mars is here. Do you have any words for budding writers or artists to encourage them to step out?
You just gotta, you know, if it's in your soul, if that's what you want to do. It doesn't have to do with just an artist, for anybody. If there's something that you want to do, that you feel like you need to just do it, just to at least take, you know, you gotta try.
Good advice. Well, what's next for Bruno Mars?
Working on a tour and probably get into some kind of martial arts.
Really?
Yeah. Little Jeet Kune Do.
Can we look forward to that in your next video?
My next video, I'm going to be a straight Ninja Turtle.
Sweet! What's your favorite Ninja Turtle?
Donatello, Raphael, and what was the other one? It was Michelangelo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Leonardo.
That's your favorite? You just named them all.
No, I didn't like that. You know who I liked? I was a fan of Master Splinter.
Oh, yeah!
Do you remember Master Splinter?
Because he knew it all.
Yeah, he was like the Ninja Turtles pimp.
He was the Yoda of the Ninja Turtles.
He was the Yoda, but he was a rat.
Well, you know, he's in the gutter or whatever they were living in, so.
All right.
You got to have a rat. Well, I know you don't have too much time, but is there any dirty secret you can reveal to me just for 103.7 listeners?
I once open mouth kissed a horse. Boom. Print it.
You did not. Okay, I'll leave you alone on the dirty secrets.
If I think of one, I'll call you back, I promise.
All right, what would you say to get everybody to come out to the show tonight? At the UCSD Price Center, by the way.
That's right. I'd say, get ready, San Diego, because you're about to witness something you have never witnessed before.
The Master of Love.
The Master of Love.
Master Splinter.
Master Splinter.
All right, again, Bruno Mars at the UCSD Price Center tonight. You can go to RadioSophie.com right now and get your tickets, by the way. Definitely get on that and check out the show. It is going to be amazing. Any last words for your amazing fans?
I'll see you guys soon, San Diego.
All right, thanks, Bruno. You're amazing. We'll see you tonight.
Bye.